this thing on, because it's getting ready to be on.
All right, guys, welcome to Bell Ringer for this special edition episode. Today I sit down with our president and CEO, Tom Kucharski, and his Rochester counterpart, Matthew Hurlbut, to talk about the big Amazon HQ2 news. I will not hold you up. I'll get right into it. So enjoy the episode, and I will see you at the outro. All right, thank you very much for coming. Welcome. I'll have you guys introduce yourselves for the audience.
Tom Kucharski, President, CEO, Invest Buffalo Niagara.
Matt Hurlbut, Interim President and CEO for Greater Rochester Enterprise.
All right, so Tom, why are we here today?
Well, we're here to talk about a creative offering to the Amazon proposal out to North America to build their second world headquarters. And we have joined forces with our neighbors and friends in the greater Rochester area to strengthen our chances of being considered for this site location.
And Matt, when did that become apparent to you guys that you had to join forces?
Well, I think the thought started the day the RFP was released. It's a very large offering, $5 billion, 50,000 jobs are a lot of jobs. And when you look at the proximity of the two metropolitan areas and the fact that we've worked very closely together in the past, I think both of us had a thought that of being a little more creative than usual and working together on it.
How has the convergence been received by the state, Tom?
I think anybody that's been involved in even a discussion peripherally has thought it's a great idea. It's long overdue. It especially resonates because of the size of this project. It makes perfect sense for us with our complementary assets, our closeness, our history, our goals, our targeted industries. We have so many things that match up really well, and in order to make ourselves bigger for consideration, realistic in that we're 60 miles away in some places, that's you're still in the city. And so for a lot of reasons it makes sense. The state has embraced it. Amazon has embraced it. Our communities have embraced it. So it may be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Certainly those of us gritty veterans haven't seen anything like this and probably never will going forward, but I think the exercise has been valuable in a lot of different ways.
So what have those conversations with Amazon been like?
Well, I think it goes back to the first day of the RFP, just trying to get a sense as to what they're really looking for. You know, you naturally identify large metropolitan areas that have a workforce and a population that could support 50,000 new jobs. So then the conversation turns to, are you really open to smaller metropolitan areas and creative approaches to this? And the response is yes, and they want to be transformational. So then it comes down to us working together and the fact that we have the assets they need. We have very talented people in our communities, the very innovative corporations, as well as outstanding universities. And we have a very competitive offering in the sense of doing business with space, wage rates, proximity to major markets, and we have two communities that have recruited large amounts of people in the past.
So when you, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I saw, or Tom and I were talking, the rankings for MSA populations of 1 million people, which is the barrier of entry that they set. Our two cities were 50th and 51st out of 52 that qualify, right? And then combined, what are we? What is that labor pool?
28th. Yeah.
So what's the value, or what do you think Amazon will see in that jump?
Well, what they're looking to accomplish is to find a community that they can recruit people. That's their biggest asset, and certainly with the corporate headquarters, that is your that is the one thing that you're looking for. And when you combine, it's not only population, which is just a sign of how your largesse of your area. When you combine this area, you've got close to 60 colleges and universities, so you have a pipeline. Mm-hmm. You already have, in Rochester, you have technology companies that are growing and some technology giants. You have an educational infrastructure that they're already recruiting from. In Buffalo, you've got a transitional economy that has some technologies, some advanced manufacturing, some new industries, and an educational infrastructure that has different offerings, but are all of the skill categories that Amazon's looking for. Well, you put those two together, they're complementary, and it gives Amazon something to think about as far as being an employer of choice versus joining a larger area where they're competing for labor, and figuring out how to move all of those people within a congested metro and retain that workforce once they found it. Those are all considerations that we think play well to our offering.
And with our cities being built larger than what they are handling now, you know, like we were built to handle, what is it, like double the population that we have now? So there's room to hold a larger capacity, right?
Yeah, that's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, our commutes are pretty short, so we've got the ability to handle certainly more people in our center cities as well as the surrounding areas. So we can meet the live, work, play environment that they're looking for, and we think we can handle that, you know, starting now.
So how important do you think quality of life considerations is to Amazon?
Very important. When you look at the way they operate in Seattle, 8,000 people walk to work. And I think the transformation you're seeing in Buffalo and Rochester in the urban core and surrounding areas really meets that need, and it gives them the opportunity to also be part of that transformation.
Okay, so how have you guys handled the process? I know I'm in the office every day with Tom, and it's, I don't know how much he slept lately. How about you guys in Rochester?
Yeah, I think we're working about 24/7. Our staff is at, I can just say that we're working around the clock. And not just on this, but we've got other projects that are underway and actually visiting in the region. We're working together on another large opportunity right now. So, and that's the important thing, I think, for people who may be tuning in, is that to understand we have a lot to offer. And some of the naysayers really need to understand why are we here, look at the great companies that are here, and we do have something that we should all be proud of.
Yeah. So in what ways is our region's cost effectiveness, what's the value of that argument to Amazon?
So that's a big part of our offering going forward, in that you can have, whether it's in Buffalo or Rochester or both, that's certainly up to Amazon. You have a quality of life, you have big city amenities, you have world-class music, art, entertainment, sports, that you would pay a lot of money for in other places. Housing is below the national average in cost. Transportation is abundant and the varieties of it. You have a world city in Toronto that's from Buffalo and Rochester, not that far away. You have cost of operations, incentives. You have a whole slew of offerings that you might not find in another place, starting from a baseline of cost that is much less than in larger metros or even mid-sized metros anywhere else. And so we know that one of the tenets of Amazon's credo of how they operate is frugality. And so we've certainly played to that aspect in a very detailed manner in our proposal.
Okay, so I know Let's move to sites, and I know that we can't get into the specifics or reveal anything, but what, if any, can you say about, you know, the package that we're going to put together to people that are curious?
Well, I just think it's very compelling. And to Tom's point, you know, we're not being prescriptive, and I think we're giving them some very viable options for immediate occupancy and to work with the cities to really help transform several areas. I don't know if I can say much more than that, but the options are very good. And again, it goes back to frugality, great talent, thinking big, and I think you know, it will I think it will definitely get read, and I think we're going to have some questions coming back to us.
What do you think this would mean to our region if this were to come to fruition, Tom?
I keep getting asked this question by the media, and it's hard to understand the scale. Whether it happens in either of our communities or both, it's 5,000 jobs to start and then 3,000 jobs a year for 20 years. And all of the other companies that are hanging out there in different targeted industries that would look at this and know the resources and the smartness of Amazon and the fact that they decided to come here would put us on lists and keep us on lists that right now we're all collectively trying to market and get on and stay on. And so it's not just Amazon, it would be all those other companies, and they can be in different industries, but we've seen this. They want to know that their instincts and their data get validated by other decisions, by smart companies. That's what this would mean. Outside of the sheer recognition of us as all the things that our greater region promotes, which is smart people, talented people, loyal people, great place to be, academic infrastructure, all that would get validated by this decision. But for 20, 30 years to come, it would be not only figuring out how to meet all of Amazon's expectations every year, but to accommodate the growth that would be likely from all the other companies that would take notice of this and then pursue their due diligence and probably wind up in the area also.
Yeah, and that, just to follow up on that too, we've got smaller employers that are in the technology arena, information technology, software, gaming, RFID, manufacturing, even in the food and beverage industry, that are, they're very supportive of the concept of us working together and the fact, the opportunity to bring Amazon to the region. So, and I think that tells you something, because in a way they would be competing for some of that talent, but they see the opportunity to promote the region, to build the talent pool, as well as to leverage the entrepreneurial spirit that will build out of that.
What has the practice of going through this process, what does it mean for other projects going forward? Even, you know, we just talked about companies looking at Amazon and, you know, saying, oh, it helps market us internally, but yep, to external companies that will also be thinking an expansion or, you know, a new headquarters in the future, what does that mean to them?
Well, I think, like Tom said, we've already seen some reports, depending on which one you want to read, where we've been promoted in some publications and in others perhaps a little lower on lists, but our names are out there. The fact that we're teaming up together shows people that we can be creative and that we'll do what it takes to meet their needs. And then I think within the process of putting this thing together, we're working with people who have not been as connected in the site, in the typical site selection process. It's normally much more cloak and dagger in the sense of code names and behind the scenes and a shorter duration, 24 to 36 hours to respond. So I think now you see people who are engaged, and we want to keep them engaged in that process and just promoting our cities.
Well, and I think, and just to add what Matt said, what we've also learned is from a technical standpoint, from a process standpoint, we've discovered a whole bunch of new ways to get data, how to share data, how to interpret data. That's really what's important, to tell a story in a very quick manner to a company that's looking here and maybe looking at someplace between our two metros, maybe looking at both metros, and we It was interesting that the reaction when we released what we were doing was a number of community leaders said, "That's great, but do they have time to do this in the next week?" Not knowing that we had started on this when it was first announced. And we do, and at the same time, as Matt mentioned earlier, we were right downstairs working with a very large project together with some of our other colleagues. So the fact that we can react quicker, and the time is normally we're going to be there tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and here's who we want to meet with and the sites we want to see, and we want to be at the airport by 3 p.m. That's what we're used to working with, and that requires extraordinarily talented people to be able to find data, draw information, and be able to share it quickly. This exercise, I think, opened some eyes and looking at things differently as a super region that will be interesting to companies that we're targeting.
And we know that this process isn't over yet, but taking some time to reflect on how unprecedented this is. You talked about, normally it's code names and everything's confidential, and I don't think no one's seen anything like this in their careers. What does this meant to you guys, and are you able to reflect on it?
I think right now we're swimming in the sea. I think to Tom's point, I think because this is usually behind the scene, people don't see the talent and the great staff that we have at Invest Buffalo Niagara and GRE. And I think especially handling not just this endeavor, but the other projects that have come through, whether they're small or big, it's all the same thing. You still have to put good information. It has to be factual, accurate. You've got to meet the company's needs. You've got to listen. And to do all of this and handle other things that are coming in, I think speaks well for the capabilities we have.
Yeah, and I would add, I'd agree with that. And I would also add that what's encouraging to me, coming back home, and now in my 17th year of doing this, is one of the things that we had to really get over in Western New York, and then really in New York State and a lot of parts of the state, was to get over an insular mentality, and to start to band together where it made sense, and to understand that companies really they're not interested in municipal boundaries, they're interested in markets. And to start to behave in a way that companies appreciate, and to just see through this process, the fact that when we announced it a couple of days ago, a lot of people were confused and delighted, and like, holy cow, how did you guys keep this big of a public-private endeavor secret? That we've come a long way from 15, 20 years ago when everybody was fighting with each other, and that was never going to win anything. So. I think for a variety of reasons, this was a really good exercise. As I said to one of our media folks, there's no moral victories in economic development. We're in this to win it, and we will keep working hard. It's hard to have perspective on it right now because we're all in the throes of trying to get to the finish line and having a really good offering to send out next week. But I think we're going to step back and really understand how valuable this whole exercise was.
And when are we sending it in?
Let's do the 19th.
Do the 19th?
Yes.
All right.
So we want to do it before then.
Yes. It will be. The package will be delivered on time, I can promise you that.
Matt and I are driving it out to Seattle, so yeah. We need to start out like Monday.
All right, so it's tradition on the podcast. We have a quick lightning round for you guys, a couple questions. So we'll go Matt and then Tom,
okay.
And then the next question. If you were a flavor of ice cream, what would you be?
Probably cookie dough.
French vanilla.
All right. What's your favorite number?
3, 7.
3, nice pick. Text or phone call?
Phone call.
Hiking or skiing?
Skiing.
And chicken wings, drumstick or flat?
Ooh. I'd probably go flat.
Drumstick.
All right. Thank you guys very much for doing it, and good luck into the finish line.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, guys, there it is. You heard it here, hopefully not first, because we've been in the news a lot. We released a press release, and we've been all over social media. So hopefully this was just supplementary information, but you got it right from the source, and you get to hear a little bit of the perspective on the process. I thought it was a great conversation. Do your part. Go on social media. Promote Buffalo. Promote Rochester. Promote, you know, both. Promote the joint proposal. And hopefully we can make some waves. So thank you for listening. We will see you next time. End of podcast. Bye, guys. Thank you.